Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Down South and Dirty with Scott Smith. Today, we will be talking about the Supreme Court decision passed down this week about Hobby Lobby and birth control. And also, we'll be talking about retail religion and how that has affected the American landscape and how the right is using it in a political toolbox. Well, we all know that last week, the Supreme Court of the United States passed down this decision 5-4 on the fact that the Hobby Lobby could deny women the right to choose their contraceptives that they choose for birth control based on Hobby Lobby's religious views. Now, this all goes back to corporate personhood. It also goes to where does your right start and what mine begin and whether somebody else is in. We have a lot of different things that go into this decision. We also know that the right has been using religion as a staple point for its attacks on all different types of groups, including minorities, LGBTs, and anyone that does not think the way that they think. Supreme Court decision bothered a lot of people, not just on the left, but even some on the right. You talk to those, and not necessarily call the right, we're going to call them the Senator Libertarian Party. We know that it bothers some of them because they look at it as, why is anybody, the government, or anybody getting into the decisions of an individual? The thing is that this is my opinion. If a person has a religious view, it's their religious view. If you don't believe in something, then you don't believe in it. You have no right to enforce that belief on anyone else. It is your choice whether or not you're going to heaven or hell. You don't have any effect on anyone else going to heaven or hell. And I think that's the prevailing opinion that most of us should be taking on this. But the part of this that is most disconcerting is this corporate personhood thing, that a corporation that has a religion. So when I go to heaven, I may see Walmart, McDonald's, Burger King, Coca-Cola. They could go to heaven or hell. They're a soul to be saved, the church or the corporation. You know, we would not have these type of things taking place if it was not for the right pushing a fundamentalist Christian view, which is almost similar to that in which the Taliban is pushing. We wouldn't stand for this as a Muslim-ran corporation were to attempt to place Sharia law on its employees. If they say, well, the dress code in our company is that women have to wear burqas, we would be in an uproar. There would be nothing that anybody could do. And I promise you the Supreme Court of the United States will not uphold that ruling, saying that they could force you to do that. It will not happen because it is sheer prejudice. Point blank, simple, that's what it is. It's pure prejudice. And I'm not talking about a prejudice on a racial level or a religious level. It is just pure bigotry where you are attempting, or people are attempting to take and say they are superior to another human being based on a certain set of circumstances. That is just wrong. It is in America, in the 21st century, should not be being upheld by anyone, government or even private individuals. Now, I'm not one to go saying that we need to boycott Hobby Lobby, because to tell you the truth, there are good, hard-working Americans working in Hobby Lobby, and they're already catching it. At least the female employees are catching it, because they now understand how their bosses truly feel about them. But they don't need the drop in sales or whatever that would come from Hobby Lobby being boycotted. But this goes to another point that I want to make, is that every time we have one of these right-wing companies decide they want to go off the beaten path and say, oh, for religious sake, we're going to do this, that, and the other, we on the left boycott them. Then those on the right, regardless if they never ever use their service or never use it again, they go flock. I remember when the Chick-fil-A flap, you know, the Chick-fil-A had shown bias toward LGBTs, and you've seen wings of conservatives going to Chick-fil-A. Some of these people never ate Chick-fil-A. They didn't care nothing about Chick-fil-A. But they went, because we're supporting our Christian brethren. We're going to support them, and we're going to take up for them, and we're going to bear that cross with them. And Chick-fil-A made money hand over foot during this time period, probably boosted their quarterly sales during that period. Then we had the Duck Dynasty thing take place, you know, and every conservative rallied around Duck Dynasty. I forbid you, Duck Commander made so more duck calls, and that show got better ratings than at any other time during this run, because they rally to it. Now again, there you have Hobby Lobby, and I promise you, there's gonna be some new scrapbookers out there. There's gonna be people who I need a hobby now. I need to go to Hobby Lobby and support them with my business, because I need to support my Christian brother. So now, I would even say that it's become a marketing tool for the right, not only to push their agenda, but I'm going to put my money in their coffers to continue to oppress those on the left. You say that as a war woman, every time we boycott these people, we go off, they go off fighting. And they build them to put more money in their pockets to continue to fight this war on women, fight the war on minorities, fight the war against the President of the United States, which they consider to be a patriotic duty. They're always talking about the Constitution of the United States, but you cannot support the Constitution of the elected President of the United States. What you're doing is sedition. It's not treason according to the Constitution of the United States, because I don't see you guys yet levering war against the government, but you want to. You want to. Now, if the Supreme Court of the United States was true to follow the Constitution of the United States and the First Amendment, there would be no establishment and no prohibition against exercising religion or establishing religion. Now, what about those who are not Christians? Are they right not being infringed by being forced to work in conditions in which they are not being, their beliefs are not being respected? Religion has its place in America. We know there's going to be religion in the American discourse. We know this. We know as Americans talk to each other every day that the fundamental way we handle ourselves is based on how we believe. And that needs to be seriously looked at, because we cannot afford to become a theocracy. We cannot afford it. I posted some memes, if anybody follows me on Facebook, Scout Smith on Facebook. You've seen the meme that I placed up of the young lady with the gun and the Bible and the flag behind her. Right there next to it is a Muslim woman sitting there with a, matter of fact, same AR-type weapon. She's standing in front of a Muslim flag, and she's standing there with a Quran in her hand. There's no difference between the two. None whatsoever. It's the same thing. Whether or not you want to sit there and subscribe to it because you think because we live on this side of the Atlantic Ocean it makes us special for some reason, no, it doesn't. We are human beings just like everybody on the planet. We live under the same set of rules. Religious extremism is religious extremism. Fundamentalism is fundamentalism. And, you know, as a Christian man myself, I've always believed that Christ was more about love than he was about hate. This is the Christ that I always used to believe in. So everything that the right says is about taking something from someone and at the same time prescribing Christianity and prescribing freedom for other people, where they're constantly attempting to take it away from those who don't believe what they believe. That is wrong. That is dead wrong. We in America need to stand up against this. This is the beginning of fascism, people. If you don't believe it, go look back in Nazi Germany, when you had the swastika and the cross come together. And we all know that fascism is the extreme of right-wing movements. If you know anything about politics, fascism is the extreme. Just like the right will tell you, communism is all extreme. We have a fascist uprising taking place in this country. We have, when they're attempting to arm themselves, they're pushing and shoving a toxic form of Christianity down our throats, and they're expecting for us to take it. But the way we stop it, people, is two ways that we stop this. One, we must stand up and begin to vote. Those of us on the left need to get up and vote. We all know that particularly, I'm going to talk about my state of Georgia, where there are more registered Democrats than are registered Republicans, but the Republicans beat us every time, at least by 300,000 votes, because 300,000 plus one decide to send home every election, but yet they complain. It's time for the left to rise up. It's time for progressives and liberals in the state of Georgia to rise up and go vote. It's time for progressives and liberals across this whole country to stand up and go vote. Second, what we need to do is, and I'm going to talk in length about this. The second thing we must do is those of us who are Christians, progressive Christians, or those of us on the Christian left, need to stop being so quiet. We are quiet. We're continuing to allow the right to manipulate the message. We are allowing them to go in and say, hey, this is the brand of Christianity that we all want. And I'm going to tell you, as an African-American, progressive Christian, we fall into this trap all the time. Because when you say Jesus, we say, what? And we will fall in line. And guess what? The religious right has told me, I have had more white Christians from the right come to me in the last 3 or 4 weeks to tell me about how great Ben Carson is. Why are you telling me how great Ben Carson is? Do you? I can tell you why. One, they know I'm a Christian. Now, he's a good Christian man, and you ought to support him, okay? President Barack Hussein Obama is a good Christian man. So what I'm feeling from this is that because he's a black man, and I ought to automatically go over there because he's espousing, but he doesn't espouse the same brand of Christianity that I do. It's a tad bit hateful at points. And I come from a religious tradition where grace is a fundamental part of that, because grace shows that Jesus loved me. The Jesus that I know hung around with prostitutes, tax collectors, and we know that the white face tax collectors are the most evil people on the face of the planet Earth. And you know, obviously, you know, the authors of the Bible knew that these days was coming, and they placed tax collectors in there. But they knew Jesus sat amongst these people. He didn't judge them. He attempted to love them. And you know, we all know that when we love people that are unlike ourselves, got all of this. But the other on the right, there's no, we need to separate ourselves from them. We need to push them back. There need to be forced conversion. We're going to legislate it upon them. But they don't want anybody legislating their beliefs on them, so why would they do it to us? Is that not the fundamental tenets of freedom? Is it not the fundamental reason God gave man free will when he gave him a choice? God honors our choices. God will not see, not with favor, if you investigate upon somebody who forced into a religion. You don't believe. You don't believe if you're forced on you. You can't, it's like keep eating their vegetables. They sit there with a scowl and they say, let me eat this. I don't particularly enjoy it, but, you know, I got to eat it. There's no enjoyment for that. But if you listen to the fundamentalist Christian, they still got the nutrients. Okay, but when I'm sitting there, every time you look and turn around, I'm spitting it out, it's good. We have to stop with this in America, people. And like I said, once again, progressive Christians need to stand up and talk about the Jesus we believe in, the Jesus of the Bible. We need to talk about the red letter stuff that goes on in the Bible. And for some fundamentalist Christians, you really need to go back and read your Bible, because there's some things in there that if you were to sit there and actually take and delve and get your teeth down in, you will be utterly surprised of these things taking place in the Bible. And it just upsets me that people selectively go around and pick or try to interpret scripture to mean what they want it to mean. And it's really pretty clear. I got into a little Facebook thread argument with a fellow in Georgia of mine about the intent in Romans when God said higher power. When Paul was talking about the higher power. When I was looking at every concordance and every scholar that I read that interpreted that said he was talking about government and that we needed to respect them because God put government in place. You know, for the longest time, this is the thing that I was saying to keep us as minorities in places that, oh, good King Jesus put us here to protect you, but now that, you know, it didn't flip the other way, then now we go against what King Jesus said. We engage this interpretation of the Bible to keep the status quo of the elite. And that's all this high law decision was about. It was about the rich elite in this country utilizing religion to oppress those who are not like them. Because Hammurabi was allowing in their insurance plan before Obamacare, or what we call the Affordable Care Act, they were allowing these four drugs. But because President Barack Hussein Obama led a charge to get Americans affordable health care, then all of a sudden this most evil thing in the world, we have to fight it. People, we need to wake up and call a spade because we're sliding down a road that if we don't put the brakes on and try to turn this thing back around, America's going to be in a really, really messed up place. When you have the gaps in income equality that we have, the gap in wealth, You have a group of people attempting to dismantle public education. You have them attacking every minority group that is surrounding them, that is attempting to empower itself. There's only one reason. They are scared of losing power. They are scared. And it's time to stand up, America. We have to go vote. We have to speak up when it has to be. And I love how my conservative friends like to try to throw facts out there. And sometimes I don't even have time to argue with it because it's just, you, regardless of what you say, they're going to turn around. And you can have an argument with them 6 months from now and do the argument they use, and they're kind of using opposite argument. So, I mean, it's almost an exercise in insanity because we keep doing the same thing over and over again, but you can expect a different result, and it's not happening. But I'm going to tell you what we can do different, people. We can go vote. We can go vote like we never did before. Let them show them in November that we're tired. Force their hand, because the only thing they can do if we go out and vote is cheat. Force their hand. Go out and vote like we never did before. Progressive Christians, stand up for our true faith. The Jesus of love, the Jesus of tolerance, the Jesus that includes everyone, the Jesus that taught diversity, the Jesus who taught the Jews, Samaritans are good people. The Jesus that told people that you without sin, he the first to cast the first stone. The Jesus that died and rose in 3 days. The Jesus that told us that he wanted us to take care of the least of them. The Jesus that told us to feed his sheep. How can the pro-life movement be pro-life when you want people to have children, then you get them here, you don't want them to have affordable health care. You don't want them to have a decent public education. You don't want them to have a living wage. You want to send their children off to foreign land to defend your assets. And you call yourself pro-life. What is a life that is not full and great to live? The reason they want us to have children, I don't know why. Now, I know why they want to have children. 2050. That's what it's about. 2050, the ruling class will be the minority. Regardless of how they, you know, and the only way they can control their situation is to maintain power, take away our rights to vote, take away our ability to speak out, suppress us and oppress us quickly, and do it now. Better wake up, America, because it's getting down and dirty, and it's starting in the South. The South has always been the linchpin for America. The greatest minds and the greatest tribulations have come out of the South. Our country was born in the South. And if we don't do something about it, it'll die in the South. So Southerners, it is time to rise up. It is time to vote. And it is time to vote for something that is going to grow our great country, not to continue to be pandered to by people who do not have our best interests at heart, but is on their own selfish intent. All these people care about is their bottom line and their way of life, not the American way of life, their way of life. These people will be more than happy for a new aristocracy to take place. That's what they're attempting to set up. The corporation will choose our leaders. The corporation will choose how you live. The corporation. You've only watched movies that show post-apocalyptic America. They're always run by corporations. Go and look at movies like, if you look at any American movie that shows the degradation of America, there's a corporation running something somewhere. You can go back and look at RoboCop. You can look at the movie Elysium. You can go look at Atlas Shrugged. There are corporations running amok that has caused our country to fail. And how they're sneaking into us is they're making us feel guilty because we all want to go to heaven. And the fundamental view of Christianity is what they are having us think is the way to get down. I tell you, that is not what Jesus would do. Our Jesus is a Jesus of love, kindness, redemption, and free will. I don't think Jesus would want to see anybody suffer to come to him. Now, we all know as Christians that the fight becomes hard, and I'm not going to sit there and say that once you become a Christian, all life is okie-dokie. We Christians, regardless of your progressive or fundamentals, understand that there's a struggle. But that struggle is for us to get right and do right by our people, which is the human race. Jesus did not just come to save Christians. He came to save the human race because we believe that our God was the creator of us all. So Jesus didn't come to save a portion. He came to save the entirety. We have to stand up. We cannot allow corporations to now use religion along with money to continue to oppress their fellow Americans. There needs to be a constitutional amendment passed that says that a person is a living being and not a corporation. There needs to be a constitutional amendment that reforms campaign financing. There needs to be a constitutional amendment that levels the playing ground here in America. People, wake up. The right has shifted too far to the right, and we're falling into this gravitational pull in which the left is moving to the right. We need to bring it to center, because I'm not saying that everything being a left-wing dream is the greatest thing in the world, because there's certain things we don't want. I don't want to live in a communist society. Neither do I want to live in a fascist society. America is a country founded on the middle ground. It's the place where people compromise. Compromise is the American way. We have to. We are a nation that on the back of our dollar says, E pluribus unum. For many, became one. For that to happen, there's compromise. Because we're way too many. And we're dividing ourselves. And this Hobby Lobby decision and many others that have come down during this administration from the Supreme Court of the United States is threatening the American way of life. And I say again, that ain't but one way to stop it. There's two ways to stop it. American voters on the left, go vote. Bring balance to the system. Bring balance to the system. Progressive Christians, stand up, speak out, teach the word, the holy word, is what's going to save our country. And it's going to save, and it's going to save the faith. With that, I'm going to conclude my rant this Sunday. Down South and Dirty will be taking a two-week hiatus as we prepare to go and lengthen the show to 1 hour and move into the panel format, because I do believe that all voices need to be heard. That is the purpose of this show, is for voices to be heard. And we're also probably moving the time to a more to a prime time slot, so that, because I know a lot of people say, "Ooh, I want to listen in, I want to call in, I want to be a part of the show." The new expansion we're going to bring will allow us to take in more callers, so we can have even have larger panels. Everybody can get on discussion. We're going to make this a town square. We're going to get down dirty. So. With that being said, I want God bless each and every last one of you. Think. Don't react. Read. Research. Comprehend. Thank you. And this is Down South Dirty with Scott Smith.